Okay, well, this is the Pacifica National Board Elections Committee meeting November 16th, 2009. This is Bill Crozier calling the meeting to order, and our regular secretary is not able to take minutes tonight. So, Anthony, any objections to Anthony being temporary secretary for tonight? Okay, hearing no objections. Anthony, can you call the roll or just ask whoever's here to identify themselves?
Yeah, I can't get my email working, so I'll just ask people to
okay, well, I'll call the names of who I think's on the call,
okay.
And we'll see if anybody else is.
Okay.
Well, this is Bill Crozier. I'm here. Yosh?
Yes, here.
Tracy Larkin? I think she's muted. I will wait for her to come back. Jim Brown?
Here.
Wesley Bethune?
Here.
Phil Mongaza?
Here.
Anthony Fest?
Here.
Wendy Sherrell?
Here.
Tracy, are you there? Okay, is anybody else on the call?
Yep. Paul Pumphrey, who was elected by the LSB to the election committee.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, you are on the election committee then now. Okay, I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I sent an email to you.
From PSW?
Yeah.
Hi, welcome.
Paul, are you there?
Oh, yeah. I thought you were Paul.
I guess I didn't get your email. I have to look at my spam folder. Maybe it caught it. I have an aggressive filter, but
yeah.
Anyone else on the call?
Paul?
Yeah, we got Paul.
No, is Paul there?
We don't have Paul.
He was on.
Oh, he's not on now?
That was Jim who was talking about him.
Yeah.
Well, we don't have quorum then. We had quorum a minute ago, but... Tracy, if you're there, please unmute and identify yourself.
#1 is mute and unmute on this service.
She may have done it on her cell phone. She was driving and had a bad connection.
This is Paul Pumphrey. I am on the call.
Oh, yay.
Okay, good. Okay.
Hey, Paul.
Hello.
Welcome to the committee.
Okay, well, I count 8. Is that right, Anthony?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, yes.
Then if Tracy comes back, we'll have more. So we have quorum, so thank you.
Oh, wait. Oh, counting Tracy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I only count 7.
Bill, Yosh, Jim, Wesley, Afia, Anthony, Wendy.
Oh, okay.
Paul.
Okay, right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Right, okay.
Okay, thank you.
We have 8 without Tracy.
Okay. And I hope everyone saw the draft minutes. Jim said he didn't get it, but it was sent out to the sent it out yesterday to the PAC elections list, and it was you should have all gotten an automatic one from the from OTIS's server.
It just came in.
Okay, well, that was the minutes I just sent.
Oh, okay.
But the agenda should have been sent out yesterday. Well, I'll just read the agenda, the draft agenda. Approval of agenda, 5 minutes. Approval of October 18th meeting minutes, 5 minutes. Those are the ones I just sent back out again. Update on status of elections at each station and compile lessons learned, good and bad for next year, going through each station in sequence. New business, if there's any. And adjourn. And one thing I left off was confirm next meeting date, because we can do that after the approval of the minutes. Anything else? Oh, and Tracy, when she was on earlier, she said she'd like to add security flaws in ballots at KPFK. So we can put that under new business if there's no objections. Anyone else have any changes to the agenda? Hearing none, then we'll go along with the agenda as I just read it, the modified agenda. So the minutes were taken by Anthony, and he sent them out to us on October 21st. So, and I just sent them out again. Are there any changes to the minutes? Any corrections? Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes?
Yeah, Wendy moves to approve the minutes as they are.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, any objections? Okay, hearing none, the minutes are approved. If anybody catches any later, we can always move to a minute later. Okay, confirm the next meeting date. That was something I left off, but I just added in to the agenda. The third Monday is December 21st. Is that okay with everyone still? That's our usual meeting date for this year?
Sure.
Okay, so December 21st at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Is that good for everyone?
Yes.
It's either good for everyone or bad for everyone.
Yes.
Sounds good. All right. So we'll confirm that if there's no objections. Okay. Status of elections at each station. Is anybody on the call from KPFA?
Yeah, Anthony.
Anthony, yeah, okay. You or anyone else want to update us on KPFA?
Well, it was the first one certified. I don't recall the exact date offhand, but less than
3 weeks after it started.
Or maybe slightly less, according to Yosh. Unfortunately, I can't access my email, or I could read the exact day. But yeah, their results have been certified by the NES.
Okay. One thing I'd like to do is start compiling a list of problems what went well that we need to be sure to do more of or again, and any problems that
Steve
we need
Brown
to try to fix.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hi.
We're searching KPFA right now.
Yeah. I put a pin on that, but I'd maybe save it for later because I'm also fussing with the computer.
So were you there at the counting and everything, Anthony?
Mostly.
I heard there were lots and lots of witnesses.
Well, one problem, which I guess everyone's aware of, but if not, it's in the draft report of our LES, is that apparently the ballot design was done without reference to the scanning software. Apparently, if the ballot had been designed with the scanning software in mind from the start, I don't know how different the ballot would have looked. But apparently, there would have been fewer scanning problems. That's what she said. So that's an important matter.
Right. I heard that.
Because a lot of time was spent going over erroneous not that the voters made mistakes, but that say the
it took longer than it needed to.
Well, sometimes apparently the scanner didn't see some marks, or else it saw a mark where the voter actually hadn't made one, and that perhaps could have been avoided had the ballot been designed with the keeping in mind the way the software works. Again, I don't know what the implications are, how that would have made the ballot look different. I mean, the ballot was already with 30 candidates, the ballot was already very small print and little tiny boxes, so I don't think it could have been bigger without requiring a physically larger piece of paper.
Bill, may I respond to that?
Sure.
Yeah, Anthony, I was there for the 2.5 days of the election at KPFK, and we had similar problems. And basically the problem is that the ballots did not have those little X's or whatever, which is which helps the software line up all the boxes.
Oh, okay.
And our ballot had 38 names on it. You thought you had, squeezed in.
Right.
We were squeezed in, but it's a simple matter of just putting X's for the software, and it created a lot of false positives and a few false negatives. Merely false. We call them ghost voting, I guess. But it took probably the greater part of a day for us to clear that up, but we did muddle through.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, the KPFA, the preliminary or draft LES report is on the Pacificana.org website, if anybody wants to look at it.
Maybe they'll submit it to Pacifica, too.
Maybe, I hope so. Well, this is a draft, but it's, unofficial.
Yeah, I think the election supervisor is still awaiting, or is going to incorporate comments before she prepares her final report.
Okay.
If you're
I mean, we should encourage her to go ahead and send it to Otis or something so we can post it on Pacifica.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. If you're a candidate, you can't be a witness at the counting, can you?
Yes.
You can be a witness.
You can be a witness. You can't touch anything.
Okay.
Except yourself, maybe.
Right. So, Paul, do you hear that? Paul?
It's a good idea.
I heard.
Okay, but you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
Okay, so are there any other news or questions about KPFA?
Well, Ms. Wendy?
Yes, Wendy?
I just heard that there was lots of, I don't want to say suspicion, but interest. There was lots of interest from every side, and so I think they're pretty confident at KPFA that in the end, that it was factual and correct, because there was apparently lots of spot checking going on the whole time, lots of witnesses from every side of every issue, and that made it take a really long time. But I do think that people are satisfied that the result is what the voters said. Whether they're happy or not is something else, but I do think that there's lots of healthy challenge, and anyway, that's all. That's just what I heard. I wasn't there, of course. But
do you have anything else on that, Anthony, or anybody else that's heard anything from people there?
Yeah, of course, there were arguments about who should qualify as staff.
But
at the vote counting?
The ballot processing, though?
Oh, no, not at that stage, no.
Yeah.
Just over who should have received ballots.
Okay. And I guess the main lesson, too, would be the printing of the right numbers on the ballots, the barcodes. That was what led to the
delay. Oh, right, yeah.
The delay, right?
Right, yeah. I'm still not sure how that happened.
Okay. Less that it was the mailing house's fault, that they asked the right questions and just...
I see. Yeah.
I guess they took the wrong column from the spreadsheet or something, something to that effect. Okay, well...
So I think it took a lot more manual... examining every ballot than it should have, but I think they're pretty confident that it's correct.
Oh yeah, the scanned images were gone over with very very closely, and with witnesses looking on.
Okay. All right. Well, should we move on to KPFK? Any news there? Who wants to talk about that? How the election went? And lessons learned.
Is Yosh still with us?
Yosh, yeah. You there, Yosh? Anyone else from KPFK? I guess we can come back to it.
Now, they've been certified, right?
I believe.
Yeah, I think so.
Hello. Okay. Hi, this is Yosh.
Okay. Tell us about the KPFK election.
Yes, I was there for our election took 2.5 days. We started on a Friday evening and basically opened up all the ballots on Friday. And I was there for the sealing, and the sealing was video. I was recorded on Bing's cell phone, and then I was there. Saturday morning when the box was unsealed, and I was there for most of Saturday, and I think I left around 5 p.m. or so, and I think they went on until about 9 or 10 p.m., at which time it was sealed, and there was an 8-hour security guard there.
No way, really?
A security guard. Our LES hired a security guard to guard the box because of paranoia. And trepidation. But anyway, so I was there again Sunday morning for the opening of the ballot box. And then we had to go through the arduous process of clearing out all the ghost balloting, the hanging chads. But finally around, I think, maybe 9 p.m. or so, we got the final totals cranked out, and so everything was finished by Sunday evening at 10 p.m., and it seemed to have gone pretty well without a hitch. I guess the primary hitch that we did encounter, which is a volunteer problem, and that was that some of the volunteers got overly enthusiastic about removing address labels and removed a few of the barcodes. Fortunately, we were able to retrieve the barcodes and put them back on, but that's something that LES needs to advise to volunteers. Do not, if it looks like a barcode, do not peel it off.
Okay.
As far as I was concerned, I think Kay's election ran fairly smoothly. I don't perceive the irregularities that I didn't perceive much in the way of irregularities, nothing that would call the election into question. Thanks.
So we need to make sure the volunteers are trained adequately, though. I guess that's a good thing to remember everywhere.
Yes.
Okay, any other questions, or anybody else have anything about KPFK? Okay. KPFT? You were there for the beginning, weren't you, Wendy?
I'll just start. Yeah, I was just there for the beginning, though, and then I wasn't there anymore. So for the beginning, I will say that what I helped with was just opening envelopes and taking checks out. And I wasn't even there long enough to find out how much money was collected in checks and stuff, but there were, you know, some donations, which was very nice. At the KPFT, understand, KPFT had only 11 candidates for 9 listener positions. So our ballot was less than half of one piece of paper. And so there was a number of people who tore off the blank part of the paper and only sent in the top part, which was where you know, the action part. However, what was on the bottom part on the other side was the barcode. So, I think that probably the reason this happened was part of the ballot design, too, because with the stickers with the people's names on it right on the ballot, I think that maybe they didn't read the directions, which just said to peel off the label, or they thought this was even better, to peel off the unused piece of paper. Maybe they were being so conscientious they used it for something else, you know, really save trees. But they invalidated their ballots. And I think I read that there was 23 people who did this, and you know, they didn't seem to know each other. So I think this was a bad ballot design. But anyway, it was you know, fairly uncontentious at KPFT, and the process went pretty smoothly. I think it took us 13 hours from start to finish to count the ballots, and I believe it's been certified. But maybe, Bill, if you were there, you could take it up from where I left off, which I didn't do any counting or anything like that.
Well, I was a candidate, so I didn't touch anything, but I was there for part of the second day. There was not a lot of interest. In fact, when I left, there were not any candidates there for the end of it.
Yeah.
But anyway, I guess, like Wendy said, most people figured they were going to get elected anyway. I don't know.
Was we reached quorum fairly early, even though we only had 11 candidates for 9 seats, which was really good, and that's because we worked really hard at it at KPFT. Like we do for everything.
Well, yeah, it would have been nice to have more candidates, though. But one problem with the staff election, we had only 5 candidates for 3 seats, and I found from one of them after the election was over that he has a program with 3 other people on it. None of them got ballots, and so I'm trying to find out why they didn't get ballots. And apparently, that was one of the problems. They did have to extend the staff election at KPFT by about a week, and even then there was, I think it was about, let's see how many ballots came in, I'm just looking, 46 staff ballots.
Oh my
God. I think there's actually about 200 staff, but I know they couldn't find addresses for some of them. Maybe for quite a number of them. I don't know, but I guess that's something we need to work on, because obviously candidates at least should have gotten ballots, and I don't understand how that didn't happen.
Hmm.
He didn't seem to be too upset, but I guess he figures he'll be on before too long anyway.
Yeah, I mean, did they even request replacements, though? I mean,
I sent him an email today, and I haven't heard back yet. I don't know. Wesley, have you heard anything or any news?
I haven't heard anything about it.
Okay. Haven't heard any particular complaints or problems?
How many listeners returned ballots?
Just looking. 959 valid ones.
Mm-hmm.
983 total ballots processed. So, I think there are about a little over 8,000 sent out. We're not doing so well membership wise, but.
Mm.
Anybody else have any questions about KPFT? And they finished Saturday night, and the results were sent out yesterday. They're not posted on the KPFT website yet, but the names are posted on the Pacifica website. They don't have all the Choice Plus Pro details, but I think that'll be posted on the KPFT website here sometime this week.
Can I chime in, Yosh?
Yeah.
Yes, Wendy reminds me, as we did, we also received a number of checks, probably 4 or 5 dozen checks and cash in together with ballots. And my vague recollection was that it was something in excess of $2,500. We made quorum. Quorum was $1,700, and KPFK received 1,872 member ballots.
Okay. All right, well, WPFW, we're ready to move on to that. That's starting tomorrow, is that correct?
That's correct.
Jim and Paul?
The counting is scheduled for tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, if needed.
Okay.
Basically, I don't know anything about where we are with anything yet until we get there tomorrow. We have about have at least two or three volunteers who are going to be witnesses to witness the count. And I'm putting the word out to more LSV people who could also go in and observe. So we don't have anything to report other than our whole campaign was really horrible. It was touch and go for a long time because of a variety of different issues. If I go into that, do I need to go into that now?
Well, if there's things that we can learn to do better next year.
Well, one of the key things is we need to have we need to have our local election supervisors really police the candidate's statement, because some statements get played more than others, and nobody really pays any attention to that. And some people get lost in the shuffle. Also, we've had a couple of candidates who jumped on different shows and sort of abused that privilege by exposing themselves on the air too often.
And these are listener candidates?
Huh?
These are listener candidates. They got on the air.
Yeah.
Huh.
And so, what I'm saying is that the security that someone just mentioned earlier is not being, it's very important that it happens, and those elections have to be fair to all the candidates.
Okay.
No one calls them on it, and it's really making making it look very, very contentious when you have that many violations in an election that's supposed to be fair.
Do you report this to your LES?
Oh, yeah.
Any response from your LES?
No, not yet. But, you know, it's one of these things where we have to somehow build in better security measures for the next election and make sure that we don't have these kind of snafus, that we don't have people who just blatantly violate the rules and get away with it.
Right.
Hi, this is Tracy. Can I chime in on that?
Yeah, go ahead.
We have a programmer here upon which there were several complaints made after he broke, really just came very close to infringing on the, I would say he totally crossed the line. Others might just try to disagree, breaking the fair election campaign practices and the rules on air, and then was given a national show, and our LES said that basically, unless there were, you know, dozens of complaints basically against him, or five or six or ten or whatever his magic number was, that unless that happened, that nothing would happen to him. And then what the aftermath is he got a show 4 days a week.
Wow.
So
this was at K?
Yes. And now he's national, too. I know he's played on WBAI every day now as well. And so is another one of the cohorts. And the problem is the fact that one side is able to afford to buy the list of members, stack the board by winning these elections. And then they keep their programmers, you know, on the air, and they're purging the community programmers and rearranging them off of the grid here at KPFK. It's a nightmare. So I don't know what happened at PFW, but it's really bad here at KPFK, too.
That concerns me that if your LES said that unless there were many complaints that nothing would happen to them?
That's right, and nothing did, because we only mustered, or people only wrote, enough people wrote to, they didn't meet the magic number. I saw at least four or five complaints myself from people about the guy and what he said on air, and I'm sure somebody's got clips of it somewhere, what he said on the air, and it's not the first time he did the same thing back in 07, too.
What was this? A staffer endorsing listener candidates or what?
Breaking the fair campaign practices on air, endorsing one side over the other, and calling out one side and using adjectives and, you know, really horrifying language to describe his adversary.
This is a staff candidate, though? Or a staffer?
No, he's not. This is a 30-year on-the-air programmer at KPFK who's, you know, been rigging these elections, in my opinion, to get people from, you know, that are sympathetic to his show on the board to keep him and expand his airtime and displace communities of color that had been added, including Spanish language programming, under Eva Georgia and Armando Godinho, before these very same people purged them, drove them out, and put their own people in, and then just put their own people in New York, too.
Do you or anyone have the dates and times or of when that happened, or any of those times? I think Les Radke should know.
I think Les Radke knows, and I don't think Les Radke cares. I think Les Radke's the one that said we're not doing anything about it.
Well, I'd like to, if he doesn't think it's a problem, I'd like to hear his explanation.
Okay, let's definitely ask
but
him.
But it would be helpful
happened.
To have specifics of who it was and
I'll try and dredge up the letters
when.
From the listeners that complained about him, and then we can, you know, go forward from there.
Okay, I mean, your LES should have taken care of it. If your LES didn't, then the NES shouldn't have. But if the NES didn't, then I'd like to, I think the committee needs to know about it. Does that sound reasonable, everyone?
Yeah.
Everybody's scared of a 100-pound gorilla.
Yeah. Okay.
A million pounds? I don't know how big he is. How many pounds he weighs.
All right, well, give us any details you have so we can follow up. Or why don't you send him to Les and see if you can get a response, and then if there's either
okay,
let us know what
I
his response it. Is, or if there's no response, then let us know.
All right.
So
thank
okay,
you very
everyone.
Much. I'm going to have to jump off the call in about 15 minutes just to let me know, okay? But I'll be here.
Okay.
Bill?
Yes.
This is Jim.
Okay, Jim.
Is it in order for us to send, actually just to make note and send our recommendations for changes that might be considered for the next election, or are we to discuss them tonight?
Well, I just kind of like to get started on making a list so we don't forget about it. We probably need to wait till after all the elections are over to compile everything. At least that's my feeling. But I like to start making a list of as many things as we can. By the way, you know, I had put down the security flaws on the ballots that Tracy had mentioned for a new business, but since it affects KPFK, and since she's having to get off the call, are there any objections to go ahead and doing that now before we move on to WBAI? Okay, well, here's the objection.
No objections? No objections.
Okay. Well, Tracy, you want to go ahead and talk about that? Are you there, Tracy?
Did she leave
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Go ahead and tell us about the security flaws concerns that you had.
Well, from what I understand, there was inconsistency between who signed the tape on the boxes of the ballots in it overnight and who opened the box the next day. So I think I would just like to put forward a motion to requisition a log of the names of the people that signed off at every station on the boxes overnight and the whole chain of custody for each box from the LESs and who signed off at night and who opened it in the morning. And get the signatures of the people that opened it in the morning, that the signatures of the people on it the night before were valid. they were there and that it was a threat. I'd like to see, you know, the data. Anyway.
Okay. So the logs of who signed, I'm not sure there was a form at our station. I don't know about the other.
If there's no log of the chain of custody of the ballots, and it's all this, like, rumor behind the scenes, well, Michael Sanchez says this, or that somebody says that about what happened at the box, and they saw this, and they saw that. I'd just like to see the LES report immediately, as soon as possible, after the election, to ensure that the chain of custody of the ballots was secure, and that nobody should have gotten in on it, including the LESs themselves, and that the signatures on the tapes on the boxes is the critical way to tell whether there's been a proper chain of custody. And if we don't ever see the logs of what the chain of custody was, we won't know.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Right. Did you want to make this a motion, you said?
Yes, I'd like to requisition from all the LESs that they provide to the Elections Committee their logs of the chain of custody of the ballot at each state.
Okay. Do we want to make it from the LESs or from the NES? Because they sort of work for him.
From the LESs and the NES, whatever involvement he had as well. But the LESs would be the ones that know, I think. He wasn't at all five stations at once, so it would have to come from the LESs.
Okay.
Maybe the motion should be that the NES collect those reports.
Okay, I just want to make sure we get it written down so we can know what to vote on. Are you getting this, Anthony?
Yeah, although I not to try to discourage it, but I suspect, at least judging by the experience at my station, that info, if you want to know who signed off on the tape each evening, I think the tape was just torn off
and discarded. I'm sorry?
Oh, but what I'm saying, when they sealed them in tape and people signed across the tape, I don't think anyone wrote down who those witnesses were. And then in the morning, the following evening, when they reopened the boxes, I think the tape was just torn off and thrown away. So I don't think a record was kept of that. But I could
okay,
be
well, then we have a very serious flaw in our election process, don't we? You see the problem? How can we validate the election if we can't validate the chain of custody of the ballot?
Oh, the custody of the ballots would, at least at our station, the LES would take them with her in the evening. But I'm saying the signatures on across the tape, I don't think anyone recorded who signed them each evening.
Or who opened it the next day. And then, so therefore, how do we...
Yeah. Well,
how
the
do
LES...
we know all of our LESs for perfectly honest people? And I'm not saying Michael Sanchez is bad. I love Michael Sanchez. I thought he was great. But I don't know. Did
okay.
he sleep with the boxes? Was he at, you know, every time at the P.O. box? We didn't have... You know, there's not a chain of custody of every time that the P.O. box was gone to and that the keys were from one of each of the other side and that there was no way that the LES himself, I don't think, should have been able to open the box in between that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I just think the whole thing was really flawed. In addition to the money corrupting it on top of it all. In the people being allowed to buy slate mailers where one side doesn't have the money to do that, and they're not a gang either, where they're ordered to put their nickels and pennies together to gang up on the other side.
Well, yeah, that's a separate issue, right?
Well, let me see if does anybody else want to
have...
Does anybody else want to have anything to say on this motion?
We have a class conflict that's happening here, and it's, you know... It's corrupting their whole network.
Okay, well, Tracy,
and the resentment on the side of people that are being censored and suppressed as a result of all this and the money corrupting the elections, that none of those people want to get involved with this network.
Okay, Tracy?
The grassroots
Tracy,
are alienated at this point.
Tracy, let me see if anybody else wants to say anything. Any other discussion on this motion?
I just want to...
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, this is Jim.
Go ahead, Jim.
That there ought to be a way, if the ballot box is sealed at night, and even if it's taken by the LES. It ought to be verified the next day that the box is still sealed before it is opened by someone. There ought to be a law that says that the box must be verified before it's open. It must be verified that it's still sealed, and that whoever signed it, that the signature is not broken, and that it has to be verified before it. Anything can happen to the box the next day.
Steve,
go ahead.
Yeah, I have a question. I'm not sure that I got the motion on my phone. Can you repeat it?
Well, Anthony, do you have it in a form you can read? I'm not real clear either of the wording.
I think we
were going to vote on a motion that nobody really is clear on the wording of.
I can say the motion again. The motion is that the LESs provide to the PNB Elections Committee the log of the chain of custody of the ballot from the PO box through the date of election certification.
Okay, I got that.
Okay.
And who signed the tapes and who opened them the next morning should be provided. If the LESs didn't keep track of that critical piece of information, who are they answering to? That's not right.
Okay, well, I'm just trying to figure out what the portion of the motion we'd be voting on. So can you get that, Anthony? Can you read it back and make sure we got it?
That the LESs provide to the election committee the logs of chain of custody of ballots from PO box to what?
Date of certification of election, I believe. Or actually, to the present.
Chain of custody of ballots from what point in time to the present?
From the PO box where they're picked up
How many times
were picked up? Who went to pick them up?
Oh, okay.
How many people were from each side that went to pick them up and put them in boxes with tape on them?
Okay, so from pick up at the PO box to the present.
Who are the people that signed the tape? And then who, you know, it's a chain of custody. I mean, you know, this is an election. The ballots are the most important thing to ensure that there was no corruption. That's the purpose of this committee, right? The elections committee?
Okay, well, all right. I think we got, I just want to make sure we got the motion right. Okay, now was there a second let's make sure there's a second of the motion stated now.
I second it. This is Jim.
Okay, thank you. All right, is there any more discussion on this motion? Anybody that hasn't spoken yet? Or anybody that's spoken at least once want to say something else.
Can you make sure that the language, that the names are added of the people that signed off on it in each step of the process? That's all. You want to call that an amendment?
Okay. Any objections to adding that? So including the names of people who signed the seals?
Yes. And who opened the boxes every day and broke those seals. And I want to, you know, it should be people from each side if everything was right.
No objection to that. How would it be?
Are there any objections to adding that to that amendment? Okay, no objections. Go ahead, Jim.
One point, this is Paul speaking. And that is, if someone's going to sign it, they're going to sign it and date it at the same time. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, well, if we can get this, I'll see if I can call Les, or maybe somebody can have him call me in the morning. I guess he's in Washington, so at least he'll know what the committee said, even though it's just a recommendation from us. Are we ready to vote on this motion?
And I'll try to get the paper out the programmer as well, but I'll jump off the phone now, okay? In a moment?
Okay.
Okay, right.
Were there any objections?
Tracy, if you want to vote for your motion, can you stay around a moment?
Oh, I thought that it just was passed by acclamation, basically, because nobody.
We haven't voted yet.
Okay.
Were there any objections to the motion? Okay, hearing no objections, then it passes.
I called for the question.
Okay, well, we don't need to do that. I think the discussion was over, and there's no objection. Okay, so the motion passes without objection. All right, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay. WBAI, who wants to tell us about...
Before we go to WBAI, I hate to say it, but my phone went off while we were talking about PFW. And just one question. Our board sent you all some letters to the National Board, and I believe to this board here as well. And I just wanted to know what response, if any, from this board, from the letter that came from my board. Jim, I believe, sent it out. Correct, Jim?
Yes, they did. They went to the PNB also.
I don't think it went to this committee.
It was a lot of concerns. I'll find it and send it back to you again, Bill. But there were a lot of concerns from the candidates about how the election was running. And that's something that that was very critical during the whole process that caused a lot of problems with our candidates. In other words, they got very discouraged because of no one was responding to the complaints that they were forging.
Okay, I don't remember saying that. Did anybody else?
There are very specific points. For example, it was very sporadic as to the audio tapes played over the air by each of the candidates. Yeah. And so some had a lot of airplay, some had very little or none at all. Secondly, the management of the station seemed not to be concerned to really monitor to see if, in fact, even though they wrote it down that the a programmer is supposed to do it every hour or so many candidates, there was no monitoring to see if they did it or didn't do it. And then there was a problem where there was very little discussion over the airways to even remind people when the final date was for the ballots to be turned in and things along that line. And so it was really where it was a willy-nilly approach. Very much of a willy-nilly approach as to communicating with the listeners that the station was serious about having this election and that they wanted the listeners to at least have an opportunity to hear the candidates or to even notify the listeners or remind the listeners what the schedule was for the election. And then we had candidates themselves who never got ballots until the last minute. And so you had problems where people were voting, and they didn't realize that the candidates were even running.
Okay, well, I guess I haven't seen that. Can Jim or somebody, can you send it to the committee?
I will again.
Okay, thank you. Can we go on to WBAI? And then I guess we'll have to all get that so we can see what it says before we can...
Who's there for WBAI, Bill, besides me, besides Steve Brown?
Let's see, did anybody else? I guess it's just you. Who was calling Bob
I left a message. This is Anthony. I left a message with Bob, but I don't know where he is.
Okay, and Carolyn, does somebody leave a message or get hold of her?
Carol knew that there was a meeting. I think she had she had some pressing things.
Okay.
So I'll give you as much...
Well, go ahead, Steve.
I don't know how much of the history you know, the first mailing September 4th turned out to be an incorrect list over 2 years old. Before they found out, however, they made a second mailing several weeks later, in the beginning of October, of about 1,400 ballots to those people who had received replacement ballots, legally or not, and those people who had joined by PayPal, for some reason, had not ever been recorded. Subsequent to that, it was discovered that those mailings were illegitimate because two-thirds of them were members that had expired because the list was 2 years old. Don't even ask how that happened. So what happened was we got somebody in and looked over the databases, and after a week or so of work, came up with what is reported to be, and I don't cast doubts on it, I just don't know, the accurate list. And after running them together, it was found that 10,000 names had not been mailed that should have been mailed. So a new mailing was then sent out on November 6th from Berkeley, first class this time, with approximately 10,000 names. We don't know the results of that yet. Most people have gotten their ballots because first class shouldn't have taken more than 3 to 4 business days to get there. And we will see. Everybody is waiting and fighting. There are many other issues in the election, but they don't really concern us right now until a count is made, and then everybody will decide whether they like the election or they don't like the election, whether they want to overturn it or whatever. But meanwhile, everything is up in the air.
What was the date of that? That next mailing, Steve?
The last mailing was on November 5th, Thursday, November 5th, that went out from Berkeley, approximately 10,000 names. And even that's a question because I myself received a second ballot. So did my girlfriend receive a second ballot. So who knows? You know, we're up in the air. We will see what happens. There'll be, whichever way it goes, somebody's going to be unhappy. And you can expect some legal fireworks one way or the other.
Well, for those of you who are not on the call or weren't listening to the PMB meeting last night, Les Radke did give an update. It was about the last 10 or 15 minutes of the meeting. You can listen to the archive.
I didn't hear that. Was his update substantially different from mine?
Not too different. I believe there was a question about if a person has more than one ballot, what should they do?
Yeah, that's easy. It won't be counted twice. That's not any of the problems that we have to face about double counting ballots. They'll be electronically discarded if it's a second ballot.
Right. That's basically what he said. Okay. Anybody else have anything to add on? When will the counting be done now? Or when's the deadline?
Well, the deadline is 35 days from the mailing, as prescribed in the bylaws. Originally, Les wanted to mail with a window of like 6 days or something like that, and everybody yelled and screamed. So a sticker was put on the ballot, those 10,000 ballots, right on the envelopes that says what the new deadline date is. And I don't know what it is exactly, but it should be about 35 days from the mailing. Under circumstances, I don't see how Les or Pacifica could have done anything else. They tried to fix the BIA screw up as best they could, and this was about the best way, I think, that it could have been done, however imperfect it may turn out to be.
Okay. He did say last night that candidate cards would be played also. Any other updates from anyone or questions about WBAI? Have you heard anything about whether most people have gotten ballots who feel they should have gotten ballots?
Well, you can't really tell. The problem is with WBAI, with all of Pacifica, aside from the couple of hundred activists, most people don't know that they're members of Pacifica. And those who do don't even know when they expire because they never join. They get marked up automatically as a deduction from their pledge during the drive. So I'd say 95% of all our Pacifica members haven't got a clue. So they don't expect ballots. And most people are surprised when they get a ballot in the mail. Oh, what's this? And they vote, you know. And as we know, most people don't really care much because we only get 10 or 15% response anyway. I think the United States elections get almost 50%, which is pathetic. So our 10% is really shameful.
Okay, any questions for Steve or any other updates from anyone? Okay, I guess we'll be waiting to hear from you in about a month, I guess.
If I'm still alive.
Maybe in time for our next, I guess they'll be counted, we hope, by our next election committee meeting.
I hope so.
Okay. All right, well, I'm sorry there were so many problems for everybody there at WBAI, but I guess I hope you're helping and other people are helping compile a list of lessons learned. Well, we had problems at every station at varying degrees, but I guess you won the
Well, we can all see you're optimistic. We can everybody compiles lists of lessons. It's the second word that is the problem. Learned.
Learned, yes. Well, I hope that we will be able to impress upon the PNBN, the new executive director, that this is they really need to get things fixed before the next year's elections.
It's all, you know, all the problems we have with our elections. Forget about the rest of our problems. Are very simple. They just need professional oversight, and Pacifica has always been loath to put competent people to work. Usually people get hired on the basis of friendship or loyalty or time in service. And if that continues, we're still not going to fix it. When I say it's simple, I don't mean it's easy. It's simple like if you have gangrene, it's simple, you cut your finger off, but it's not easy. But you know, this stuff could have been prevented, and maybe it's going to happen again and again until we get professional people to take care of our lists who don't have an axe to grind and who nobody is suspicious of. Unless that happens, we're going to have it every year.
This is Stacy. I just came back on the call a little bit ago. I just want to say that when I got on this committee, it was around choosing who the election supervisor, the process, and everything. And Trump was a professional at first, and I still think we should have hired him as much as I love Russ Radke. That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah. Bill?
I couldn't quite understand what you were saying, though. You were breaking up again.
I heard her. She said that she loves less, but we hired the wrong person for election supervisor. I think that's what she said. By the way, the problems that we faced were not caused by the election supervisor. They were caused by bad list maintenance. If we had good lists, the only problem we would have the election supervisor is if people didn't like the way he combed his hair. But that was a problem. Until we solved that, we're going to always have it.
Okay. Anybody else have anything to say about WBAI? Questions?
Well, the biggest problem is that people don't know how to use the software, and that's what Les told me.
I didn't understand.
I believe that one of the problems.
Okay, one at a time.
It's quite a long listing out.
Was that you, Jim, that wanted to say something?
No, I didn't understand what she was saying. I can't understand her. I just want to.
That's what her husband says.
I'm really sorry that my conditions of driving and being in the car aren't working very well. It's kind of an experiment. Sorry.
My concern is that over the last three elections we've had major problems in Washington, D.C. And I would love to see where there's a process where at the end of this election, that we can actually come up with a surge report that the PNB takes serious in our recommendations, so that we don't just keep repeating similar mistakes that we've had done in the past. Because the problem of bad list has been a problem in two or three of the elections so far. The problem of people not getting that ballot at the right time and people not being able to be aired over the airways has been a consistent problem. There needs to be, at the end of this process, that we write up a report that sets the kind of blueprint on how each of the stations are supposed to function, how each of the elections are supposed to be functioning, and that we basically have a consistency throughout the network, which is not happening right now.
What's impossible when there's elections and there's new people and they don't understand that imperative, and then we're not there and there's no continuity or institutional memory of the problems from before?
Let me see if anybody else wants to say anything on that first. Anybody else?
Yeah, this is Jim. I think it's critical that we put together, I think what Paul is saying is that we have to put together, this committee or should put together a very, put together our own report stating what the problems are and what the recommendations are so that they're documented, and that we need to make sure that we
inform the new people who are coming on, especially the people from our own LSVs, as to what these problems are, and get somebody on the on this committee next time who can keep these new recommendations moving.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say that I'd like to do that too. Each of the LESs should be producing their own report, as well as our NES, and I hope everybody on this committee will look over every LES's report and the NES's report, and then help us put it together, whatever else needs to be said, and especially the main things we need to emphasize to the National Board and our management.
Yeah.
And we need to do that before the next. We need to do that before the the new committees are established. So that probably means by January, because there'll be changes in the committees after then.
Well, my point is also is that that the people follow them, because it does us no good to put up a report if there's no teeth behind making sure the next time they have an election that they follow the process.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay. I don't think anybody disagrees with that. At least I agree with it. Anybody have any comments? Especially on WBAI, we were kind of finishing up on that. Was there any other new business from anyone?
No, I'm looking for that email that I sent to the committee and to the PNB. I'll find it and send it out. I don't see it right yet, but I'll find it and send it out, resend it to the committee.
Okay.
Bill,
all of the FW complaints on it.
Okay, well, I guess we can talk about it at our next meeting on December 21st.
Bill, before you adjourn, can you do me one favor? I came into the meeting almost a half an hour late. What was the resolution? I know there was some question about the seating of the BFW members. What was the resolution of that?
About what?
About seating the...
Paul Humphrey is on the call, and he said he was elected by the WPFW LSB to be on the election committee.
Yeah, he
right.
was.
Okay. I know there was a question. I don't have any opinion on it one way or the other. I know there's a question about whether there was legal standing, whether because the last board wasn't certified, and I mean that was up in the air, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't know anything about that though. Well, I mean I don't know what was decided.
Yeah, I'm trying to understand what you're asking.
Oh, I was told that there was a question of whether the current PFW board had the legal standing to appoint anyone to the election committee because they weren't a certified board.
What makes them not certified?
If it's not true, that's fine. This is just what I was told before I came on the call. So I'm not going to bring up an issue that perhaps doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Only my question.
Okay. You know, if we're not certified, then that makes everything we've done this year, you know...
Well, some people make that claim. I haven't made a claim one way or the other,
okay.
but I just heard about it.
Well, it hasn't been. That didn't come up with the election committee.
Okay, that's
no, it did not.
So.
If it had, we would have dealt with it.
Okay.
Okay. Well, does anybody else have anything to add? Anthony, if you can send me the text, I think I got most of it for that motion that we passed. I'll try to get that to Les. Tonight or in the morning,
okay.
Whatever I can get hold of him. And thank you all.
Okay, thanks, Bill. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, all.
Good night.